Lady Gaga wants everyone to ask each other what is your pronoun? By Hannah Blow on June 25, 2019. Pop superstar Lady Gaga is wrapping up celebration of Pride Month and encouraged fans to ask each other, what is your pronoun? During an appearance at the Apollo Theater Monday evening. The Grammy Award-winning artist and staunch supporter of the LGBT movement performed a variety of her best hit songs and told the audience that they have a lot of things to celebrate, an apparent reference to World Pride Week. I think Pride should exist 365, all year, but I'll take a effing global week. She said, according to the Huffington Post. It is no secret that Lady Gaga has been a bit of a cultural icon for the LGBT community. And on Monday, she thanked them for teaching her and encouraged the crowd to ask each other, what is your pronoun? I wish to share this with anyone who is listening. Not just in this theater, but around the world, ask the question, what is your pronoun? Because for a lot of people it's really hard and their pronoun is not respected or they're not asked. And for me, I've grown and changed over the years in a lot of different ways, the Born This Way singer said. I've felt misunderstood in a lot of different ways. All of our hardships are different, I don't mean to compare. I just mean to say we're in this together and I've had a million reasons to want to give up. But sometimes if you're lucky you just need one good reason to stick around, she added. The performance was peppered with references to the LGBT movement. As the Huffington Post reports. She also noted that Friday is the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. An event many designate as the birth of the modern LGBTQ rights movement. That was when our community said enough is enough. Gaga said before giving a quick shout out to trans icon Marsha P. Johnson, one of the rioters at Stonewall that night. Lady Gaga made waves earlier this year after ripping Vice President Mike Pence over his Christian faith during a performance in Las Vegas. There are people who live paycheck to paycheck and need their money. And to Mike Pence, who thinks it's acceptable that his wife worked at a school that bans LGBTQ. You are wrong, she said, calling Pence the worst representation of what it means to be a Christian.